That's what it's going to take. I mean, we'll go down in the post, we'll play some one-on-one basketball down there, but for the most part, the ball has to be kicked out and moved around and work together with our spacing to get open shots.
And how crazy is Powell and Dwight down low? They're going nuts, the two monsters in the blocks.
They are. We're going to have to ride them the whole way through the playoffs. I mean, they're our strength, and we'll have to go to them and make it work.
Steve, how important was it to get in this win tonight and get into this?
I think it's huge just to keep the momentum and the positive vibes around here going. You know, we feel good about ourselves. We feel confident. I mean, we were willing to play anybody, but it's nice to be in the seventh spot and be playing the Spurs.
Steve, you guys, day one of training camp, you'd come down to this. You'd have told us all you're out of your mind.
Right? Yeah, definitely. No one was expecting this, that's for sure. We've been through a lot as a team from coaching changes to players being hurt to our owner passing away. I mean, you name it, we've gone through it in 1 year. And, you know, I think in some way it's made us stronger. You know, hopefully it'll help us out in the long run.
Mama Blanca, the Spurs are a very winnable series right now. You match up well with them. You've had very tight games the entire year with them. What is the game plan for the Spurs?
Well, that will come in. I think we have tomorrow off. We'll come in the next day, and the coaches will have the game plan for us. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the NBA. They all know about Tony Parker and Tim Duncan. But their role players are really good as well. They've done a great job for them, so we have a lot to focus on.
What you find yourself saying, yeah, that's the Dwight you thought you'd see.
Oh, yeah. That's the Dwight I want to send my guy into.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. It makes it a lot easier on the guard.
But that all comes down to health, though, doesn't it? I mean, he was shuffling his feet the first 2 months. He couldn't jump and run like he's doing now.
Yeah, I mean, the guy came off of back surgery. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
How many people, you know, especially someone who relies so much on his physical abilities, to come back as quick as he did, and I think he took a lot of criticism. I think it probably made him stronger. I think he's where he wants to be, and I'm sure he can even improve on that.
Yeah. How's in that mode these in tonight? Is there another big guy that can facilitate offense for other guys the way he can?
No, I mean, he's a 7-footer who can really pass, knows the game, can shoot, post up. So there's not a better skilled big man, you know, in the league. Maybe his brother might be close to him.
Are you going to have to average in the 20s for you guys to be successful in this series, do you think?
No. I don't think so. I mean, the opportunities might be there for me to get more shots up again, and I'll take those opportunities. But there might be some nights where we just go in the post and try and dominate that way, and it might be Jody getting more looks or Meta or somebody else. You know, I always try to take what the defense gives me and go from there.
How much fun is it, though, to have those opportunities when you're open? It's like, hey, baby, I'm ready now.
That's awesome. There's nothing better. I mean,
exactly. I've waited a long time for this kind of chance.
It's been a fun two nights. The last two games. Yeah.
Enjoy it, man. Thanks.